This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado companies that hire underage workers would face stiffer penalties under a bill advancing at the Capitol. First-time offenders would be fined $750, with penalties for repeat violations reaching up to $10,000. The state would also start publishing the names of companies that break child labor laws. The Democratic bill passed its first committee on a party-line vote yesterday. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is asking members of the Biden administration to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Joe Biden from office. The Eastern Plains Republican introduced legislation yesterday that lists times the president has appeared confused and cited a recent special counsel report that claimed Biden has memory problems. The White House has pushed back against those claims. Colorado's new free school meals program is so popular it's created a budget deficit. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
More children eating the meals and higher inflation than expected have fueled a $24 million shortfall. Some are worried now that two other parts of the ballot measure will be delayed, raising cafeteria workers' wages and giving grants for schools to buy local produce. Al Stone with Valley Roots Food Hub in the San Luis Valley says she knows one producer who's planted $20,000 worth of broccoli for schools.
Because of the shortfall, does that mean he doesn't have that market anymore?
The legislature's Joint Budget Committee will discuss various options on Thursday. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The wildland fire that began burning Sunday on the Air Force Academy grounds near Colorado Springs was 20% contained by last night. Academy officials said it was no longer spreading. Residents of two housing complexes on the grounds were told they no longer need to prepare to evacuate. This is CPR News and KRCC.